Hi, everybody, and thanks for joining me for day four of our weekday meditation. It's been such a pleasure to walk with you this week through this time of meditation and prepare our heart to be on fire and prepared to receive direction and wisdom and rest and forgiveness and healing in our own life as we enter into and become habitual about our time of meditation. I mentioned on day one that one of the things that I believe is significant is that meditation must be seen through the eyes of prayer and spiritual development, about growing closer to walking with God, not about burning incense or how you sit or whether you're chanting. This is about drawing nearer to our Creator. It's about hearing from Him. It's not about a program. It's not about teaching you how to go do something. It's about creating a habit in our life that includes spiritual development. And it includes a bit of what I think David was talking about, King David, who we know as a man after God's own heart. Although David could have wanted so many things like victory over his enemies or the crown on his head, we see relentlessly over and over again, David return his focus to God, even when he made horrific decisions. I mean, the man after God's own heart at one time was also a murderer and a cheater. But David sought God more than any earthly treasure. David said in Psalm 27:4, "One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple." My friend, when we come together and have a sense and a spirit of meditation, we are coming into the presence of a holy and a righteous God who has created us, who sustains us, and who has every good intent for us, and He holds every good blessing that we will ever receive. And so we want to come to Him in a spirit of reverence. Reverence isn't always about how we turn on a God voice or we soften in our tone. A reverence is an awe of the presence and the goodness and the grandeur of God. So I've said this each day, and I'll say it again. We want to start with our breath today, and we treat our breath just like it were turning the knob on a door, and we're walking from a room that is filled with the pace and hectic noise of this life. And as we enter into that door and close it behind us, our breath reminds us that we're stepping into a room filled with quietude and solitude. And so find those places in your life. Maybe you have to pull over into a parking lot, or maybe you need to get off the treadmill, but wherever you're at, stop and find just a few minutes of quietude and solitude. Surely the time with God is worth setting that aside. So let's start our breath right now. Let's just pay attention to where we're at. Let's get ready to turn the knob on the door and walk into that room and draw our first breath. And again. Notice with each breath, as you pay attention to it, that you begin to slow your mind down, and you slow your pace down. Let your shoulders slump a little bit and fall comfortably where you're seated. Let's draw another breath. And with that, I encourage you to remember, as David did, this one thing that he asked for. Remember that David came and he sought after this one thing, that he might dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of his life and to gaze at the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. My friend, today in this time of prayer, let's start off by recognizing, as David did, God and all of his goodness. Thank him for the air you breathe, for the food you've had, for the day ahead of you, no matter how hectic it may be. But thank him for being God. He is a good God. He's a good, good Father. Thank him for that. And then take just a few minutes and do as David said, to ask the Lord to search your heart, search every nook and every cranny and be able to find any hidden sin. Even if there are those sins that you think nobody knows, God does, and He wants us to bring those to Him. And the only way we have to escape that is that we might confess it. And so bring each and every sin before the Lord right now. Go ahead. I know if you're like me, you may need more time on that one, but move into a time now where you think about other people. What is it that only the Lord could do for the other folks you know in your life that need God to do something special in their life? Maybe it's someone who needs a healing. Maybe it's someone who needs a job. Maybe it's someone who needs a home. Maybe it's someone who needs a spouse or someone who needs a marriage to be healed. But look at this in two parts. The first one is ask the Lord to do something in their life that only He can do. And then part B, ask the Lord how He might use you to accomplish that task. You might have the strength and the courage to know how to recognize, number one, that the Lord has placed that in your path, and number two, that He might give you strength and the ability to accomplish that. So go ahead and bring those things before the Lord right now. Lord, would you give everything that you, these fine folks from around the world and different places, wherever they may be, and whatever requests they've brought before you, would you give them the courage to recognize that you are going to place these people and these needs in front of them? And may you give them each the courage and the passion to be able to follow you and to be used by you to make a difference in their life today. Lord, thank you for hearing us and answering this. And now take a few minutes and bring one thing, just one thing today before the Lord that you need the Lord to do for you today. Whatever that one thing is that you know you can't do, nobody else can do for you, but you know the Lord could do for you, would you bring that one thing before Him today and just say, Lord, would you, in your gracious kindness, would you deliver this to me today? And then claim that and ask the Lord to do what only He can do right now. Go ahead. And now the part that I find that I think most people consider the most difficult part of meditation. I want to invite you today to take the next 50 seconds. And in those 50 seconds, don't say anything. Don't listen to anything. Just literally listen for the voice of God. I've said it each day this week, and I'll say it again for the fourth time, and that is this. I don't think I've ever audibly heard God speak to me, but I do know that there have been times and seasons and days and moments when God has specifically spoken and prodded and prompted me with His voice and with what He is doing within my life. You know, when Jesus gives us this Holy Spirit to live within us, that Spirit wants to prompt you and guide you and direct you. When we choose to take a moment of quietude and listen for the Lord, He will speak to us. He will prompt our spirit, and He will deliver to us what He wants us to hear. The question will be, can we be quiet enough to listen to Him? So for the next 50 seconds, let's just try to shut down all the noise and listen to the Lord. Let's do that right now. What a great time to be able to spend with the Lord. I'm so grateful that you've chosen to walk with me in this journey of weekday meditations. We'll be back tomorrow on Friday for our last weekday meditation of this week, and then of course be back on Monday. I sure hope that you'll join me Sunday at Sugar Hill Church for week two of Fresh Start, as we'll take another look at some bold teachings through the Gospel of John. But as I leave you today, let me leave you with a few verses out of Psalm 19. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. The skies display his craftsmanship. Day after day, they continue to speak. Night after night, they make him known. They speak without a sound or word, their voices never heard, yet their message has gone throughout the earth and their words to all the world. God has made a home in the heavens for the sun. It bursts forth like a radiant bridegroom after his wedding. It rejoices like a great athlete eager to run the race. The sun rises at one end of the heavens and follows its course to the other end, for nothing can hide from its heat. The instructions of the Lord are perfect, reviving the soul. My friend, let your soul be rewarded and revived for your time with the Lord today, and remain in a spirit, in a season of prayer from now until you lay your head on the pillow and ready to call it a great Thursday night. God bless you. I'll see you back here tomorrow for weekday meditations.